Hey folks, I'm Tom.
And I'm Vince.
Welcome to Friday Night Beers, a show where two guys who know too much about pop culture and not enough about beer try some beers and explain them in a way that you may understand.
But that you probably won't, and it'll only make sense to us. Either way, we hope you'll be entertained.
I've always thought you were kind of a wild man.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy, because I could say the exact same thing for you. The first time I saw you on stage, you were actually acting as a wild man.
I know, and people say that about me as well. Maybe that's why we've kind of globbed together as a duo.
But really, there's no one wilder than Jason Hollingsworth.
Oh, I guess I'll find out this June, right?
You will. You will have the distinct pleasure of partying in Louisville for 3 days with none other than the Stallion himself.
What? That's his nickname?
Yep, the Stallion.
Are we in a little wild man competition?
Maybe, except okay. He's a wild animal. So.
Yeah. Well,
and that's what we're drinking today.
We're drinking Stallion, not Italian Stallion, just Stallion.
Yeah, which is like a nice subtle touch because they do have Rocky or some kind of weird artistic rendering of him on the can.
That looks like the Tim Burton version of Rocky with hop gloves on it. Yeah, I didn't know about this beer, but apparently this has been on your list for ages.
Well, I walk into these beer stores and I look around and obviously the can art gets me, and I've been looking at this beat up Rocky for probably 7-8 months.
It's a great can.
It is. Here we are.
Well, I'll tell the people a little bit about the beer based on what you looked up. So it's from Benchtop Brewing in Norfolk, Virginia. This is our first Virginia beer. Woo! What's up, Virginia?
Yeah, the 31st state of the union. That's not true.
It's actually a commonwealth, technically.
Whoa.
One of the few commonwealths.
What does that mean?
Oh, I'm not totally sure. Very famous state historically, but it's an Italian Pilsner, 5.5%. What they say about it is that it's brewed with Hallertau and Sterling hops, dry hopped with Saaz, and fermented with German lager yeast.
Worth mentioning that depending what website you go to, this is classified as an Italian Pilsner or a German Pilsner.
That's a huge difference.
It really is. They tend to call it, and I would love to give them the benefit of the doubt here, an Italian Pilsner. When's the last time we had an Italian Pilsner, Tom?
It was Alice Salute, which was all the way back in season one.
A real working man's beer.
It was the fifth episode we ever did. So here we are, 150 episodes later.
Oh my God.
Finally getting back into the mix.
And I'm happy to be doing it with Benchtop Brewing. A little bit about those fine folks here. They are known for taking risks, making lesser-known beer styles popular, and most refreshingly, infusing their creations with local ingredients. So if you ever wondered what hops that were grown in Virginia tasted like, find something from Benchtop. Pretty standard stuff here. A husband and wife duo put it all together. The most notable part here is that the husband, Eric, was a food scientist, spent years in research and development, quality control, process improvement, and consumer insights fields before opening this brewery. And you may be wondering, what the heck is Benchtop? Why is it named that? Well, in the field of innovation, the first iteration of a new prototype is commonly referred to as a Benchtop sample.
There it is.
Name stuck 15 years later. After 15 years of experience, Eric handed in his lab coat for brewer boots and opened Benchtop in 2015.
Got it. So that's a lot of stuff that I didn't know.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I'm glad that we're giving this a shot. Let's just crack it open. What do
Why
you think?
Why not? Let's crack open the Stallion, not the Italian Stallion.
Just Stallion, and I'll give it a sniff before I sip. Mm. Not much of a smell.
It smells great. Boy, I'll tell you what, our senses of smell have been out of whack.
It's been off.
Yeah.
Okay, so wow. This is the hoppiest Pilsner I've ever tasted.
Oh, it's delish.
I would not have guessed that this was a Pilsner.
Yeah, I can
perfectly honest.
I understand why someone might have classified it as a German Pils. It does have that kind of,
you know,
jamon kick.
I'm thinking about Alice Salute, and boy, what a fun time that was. It was ages ago. This tastes nothing like that.
Yeah, that was a, well, I mean, who can say? It was almost 3 years ago.
Oh, I remember all tastes. I see German Pilsners.
Get to the chopper! That's Viennese, but, you know.
Yeah, this is very tasty. I'm digging it.
Yeah, good, I'm liking it a lot. What I'd like to talk about right off the bat here, because it's staring me in the face, the Rocky franchise.
We talked about it a little bit with Neil Rogers.
We did.
But we didn't really dive deep.
And I don't know that I am qualified to dive deep.
How many of the Rockies have you seen?
I've seen Rocky 1, Rocky 2, I believe. That's the one with Clubber Lang.
That's 3.
3. Yeah. Okay, who's in 2?
2 is, fuck, that's when Apollo Creed helps him out.
Yeah, I thought that was Clubber Lang.
Maybe 2 is the one with Dolph Lundgren.
No.
Is that
4? Oh, yeah, you're right. That's definitely got to be it. I'm going to look him up.
Yeah, so it goes Rocky 1, he fights the recently depassed Apollo Creed.
Yes.
Then Apollo Creed is not, he's kind of coaching him. I believe he's fighting against Dolph Lundgren's character. Then in 3, he fights Mr. T. 4, maybe 4 is the one where they go to Russia, because I know that happens.
Okay, in Rocky 2, Creed taunts him publicly into a rematch, and Rocky is declared the world heavyweight champion. 3 is Clubber Lang, like you said,
mm-hmm.
and I believe...
Then 4 is the one with Dolph Lundgren.
Yes, 4 is Dolph Lundgren, so I've seen 3 and 4. I don't think I've actually seen 2, weirdly.
I obviously haven't seen 2 either.
At number 5 is Tommy Gunn. I have seen that, the neighborhood kid that he trains.
Then there's Rocky Balboa.
Which I've seen and loved. That's one of my favorite speeches.
With Milo Ventilagma, the guy from...
Venti Tall? Venti Chino?
Ice Black Tea, which is my...
Venti Chai Latte? Milo Venti Chai Latte? Ventimiglia.
Well, so how do we feel about lumping the Creed movies into these? Because I've only seen...
I'm into it. I think it counts.
The first 2 Creeds.
I have not seen the 3rd one with Jonathan Majors yet.
I haven't
either.
Seen that one. But don't know if I will.
It looks okay. I mean, they've done a nice job.
So in total, there's 9, if you count those. But
yeah.
Rocky Balboa was only in the first Creed. He wasn't in the other 2.
Right. It was a nice handoff, truthfully.
Right. And then he kind of disavowed them after that. He was like, hey, it's not, they don't like that.
I'm sorry. I have to go back to it because that's so funny. Like, the way that he does that... Like, you ain't gonna believe this, but it like he talks like he doesn't have full use of his tongue in like only in the Rocky movies. He's like, you ain't gonna believe this, but here's the fit right here. And you're like, what? That's impossible.
He talks like he's got like a bee allergy that's consuming his whole body 24 hours a day.
Oh, you know, it's crazy. I love the birds. You love birds?
Have you heard of a movie called Staying Alive? This won't take long.
No.
It's the sequel to Saturday Night Fever that the Stallone brothers wrote. It's got a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, my God.
And a lot of people think that this movie was written in response to, like, Sylvester Stallone's rise to fame. Because the whole time it's about him, like, seeing these 2 women and he doesn't understand why they're not cool with him sleeping with both of them.
What? I don't understand. These broads are giving me a hard time.
Yeah, you finished, right? I finished. Everyone's finishing. What's the problem? Hey, Paulie, what's the problem? Everybody's finishing. They're upset about
it. But imagine that it's John Travolta being the main guy, but it's like basically telling the story of Sylvester Stallone.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, and Frank Stallone does the music for the movie. It's crazy.
Frank Stallone is one of those names that I know and I've seen, but I don't actually know what he's done. Like, I know he's musical.
He's like the Derek Watt of the Stallone brothers. Like, yeah, he made it to the NFL, but he's not going to the Hall of Fame.
That's fair. That's understandable.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like, what's your overall take on the Rocky franchise? Are you in? Are you out? What do you think?
I'm in on it. now that I have a lot of the background, right? Like, love the underdog story where people were literally bidding up for the script to try and get him not to play the role, which is awesome that he stuck it out. I have a tremendous amount of respect for Sly after watching the documentary that we talked about with the Neil Rogers there. I don't know if you know this, but there is a Drago film coming out. So we may be approaching the point where I've had enough. Like, I don't really need to explore the Drago universe. And then what's next? Like a Clubber 2? Like, we did it. We got through Apollo Creed and his son. We don't need to go any farther.
We're starting to get into weird spinoff territory. But I think if you just go back to the original, like, written by Sly Stallone, played the character, nobody believed in him. It was like a kind of like a meta story, like underdog on every level, based on a real guy. I don't know if there's a movie character that's more synonymous with a city than Rocky.
Which is insane. There's a statue of him.
Yeah, I've been to that statue.
It's a statue of a fictional character. Get your shit together, Philadelphia.
I actually, this is kind of wild, but like a couple months ago, I watched a supercut of all the Rocky montages, which is like when they play the "Gonna Fly Now" for like all the movies. And like, it kind of got me fired up, even though I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Because it's just it's a great song. It's just like this uplifting, like, I want to go take on the world kind of thing. So you can make fun of it all you want, but it's a huge part of American film history.
Okay, but here's what I want to touch on for a second, because Sly himself touches on it. Like, yeah, you look at it, it's a boxing movie, right? But at its core, it's a love story. It's a love story cloaked in a boxing movie.
Sure.
More or less. Like, that's it. It's all about this big lunk who's just looking for a shot. Throughout the entire thing, like the first half of it, even three quarters of it, is him trying to woo this woman and like him practicing jokes in the mirror that are not good. It's cute. It's great.
I'm going to fight this guy for you. I might lose, but
he didn't even do that. He's just like, you got to
be really stupid. You got to be really dumb to be a fighter. But it's all I know. You got to have no sense to be a fighter. But I love it. I love doing it. It's something I'm so good at.
Like, this to me is very emblematic of what we're drinking here. It's this black can, Stallion, 5.5%. So, yeah, we're getting a little high for a Pilsner. And then you just uncork this beautiful, smooth Italian Pilsner that just slides right past your palate.
The only edit I would say to that is, like, this just does not taste like a Pilsner.
I think it's maybe that's why I like it so much.
It tastes more to me like a hoppy IPA. Like, it's not as like strong, but like if you were to compare this to some of the other Pilsners we've had on the show, like I think the only thing that comes close is when we did Till Death.
Yeah.
Hardcore fans will remember that one. That was our English Lit episode.
Oh yeah.
But it's delicious and great, and I got no complaints about it. Why don't we move this into the glass?
I'll move it into the glass. I'll move it into the glass and just like that speech in Rocky Balboa is just so good. It's insane that it took him that long to like go on a soliloquy, given he's a talented writer. And it's the whole like,
ain't about how hard you can hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
It's very like all of that. And like him just getting angry at his kid for giving up and blaming the world for his problems. And it's incredibly inspirational. I literally have the speech pulled up right now. It is from a blog by Evan Sanders that says the speech that changed my life.
Oh God.
I don't know who Evan Sanders is, but like that's the level of influence that this beat up, roided up, busted old man, essentially. Sorry, Sly, but it's true at this point. Like you said it yourself in your documentary, you've had too many surgeries. Like you just can't do it anymore. Has had on an entire population.
Every dad I know is obsessed with these movies.
My dad is not one of them.
My dad's into them.
Oh yeah, dude. I can see your dad. Hey, T-Bone!
Yeah, he sat me down before I ever watched those movies and explained the plot, basically, of all of them. And he could do it right now if he was here. So you mentioned just like the fact that this is just called Stallion and not Italian Stallion, which is just something you're intrinsically dying to add to it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a little subtle.
Right. It's more subtle.
I mean, the art is not. You take the art away and you'd be like, what are they talking about? It's an Italian Pilsner. But like,
why do you think they did that?
I think Stallion is like, leaves a little more intrigue.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that your buddy Jason's nickname is the Stallion. I feel like a lot of people in a lot of groups have nicknamed somebody that for various reasons.
But it's usually like, this is my buddy. This is my buddy John Papa Giorgio. He's the Italian Stallion. Yeah. He's Italian. It's the only character trait we've decided to latch on to.
Guys love calling each other Hoss and Boss. Stallion.
Yeah,
wild man.
You stallion, you. What is that?
You crazy son of a bitch.
Oh, that's it. Isn't that Wedding Crashers? You stallion, you.
It might be.
I don't know.
I'm thinking about Rob Hubel every time he sees Nick Offerman in Children's Hospital. He says something like that. He'll be like, oh, you Sergeant Chance Briggs, you old SOB. He'll be like, you old bag of bones. And it's never the same thing twice, but it's just like this thing that guys do when they see each other, like, hey, there he is.
Yeah, when guys see each other, they immediately insult the person that they're seeing in like the most roundabout way they can.
Yeah.
Like it must be so confusing for anyone seeing it on the first time. It's like, it's that like, you look at this piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll just let anybody in here.
Oh,
huh?
Boy. Excuse me. Did somebody forget to flush the toilet? Look at this dookie.
God forbid we ever say, wow, it's so great to see you. Thanks
Man,
for coming.
I missed you, and it's just so important to me that you're here. It's like,
no.
Look who showed up.
No. What's up, you fucking idiot?
What's up, numbnuts?
Yep.
Dick tap.
That's what guys do. We're just guys being guys.
Come here. Come here. Let me hurt you just a little bit.
I'm just kidding. I love you. You know I love you. I want to talk a little bit about Italians because I feel like we have to, right?
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been since Alla Salute.
It's been some time.
Alla Salute.
I feel like it comes up occasionally now and again. But
well, you have just like such a rich tapestry with Italians.
I do. Who are some of your favorite Italians?
My favorite Italians? Fictional or real?
Either one.
True Italians or Italian Americans?
Let's go with either one as well. I want to be really broad.
Love. I have to go to Sopranos right away.
Yeah.
And it's not Tony. Paulie. Love Paulie Walnuts. Hey, T, do you hear what I said?
I love when
they're raping
like,
Italian culture.
When something happens, they'll like either do like in Christopher Moltisanti voice or the Paulie voice, be like, hey,
Paulie.
Hey, we told Otani's translator to take the fall, you know?
Yeah, what is it? Yeah. Hey, T, we told Otani's translator he better take the falls or we're going to break his legs. Did you hear what I said?
Capisce? So there's a lot of good surprise. I mean, Silvio Dante, just when they thought I was out, they pull me back in.
Nobody touches Paulie for me. Nobody. From a pure, like, going all the way back to the motherland, my favorite Italian, I think it's the original. It's Marco Polo.
Kids are screaming his names in pools left and right.
First of all, with a name like that, you gotta be famous. You don't just sit and do someone's taxes if you're named Marco Polo. If you're named Marco Polo, your life is destined for greatness or you're totally screwed. There's no in between.
It's a strong name. I never saw the Netflix show. That was one of the early Netflix originals.
I didn't see it either. I mean, come on. You got to respect the guy who... And there hasn't been like an expose on him yet. Yeah. Like there has with Columbus. Listen, turns out Columbus was kind of a shitbag.
What about Amerigo Vespucci? I mean,
yeah, he's cool.
Yeah.
He's not as bombastic in Italian as I would want. Another great Italian, Isabella Rossellini.
Wasn't Galileo Italian?
Oh, yeah. People forget.
I just said it right now. Yeah,
people forget.
I'm going to go with some fake Italians. Mario has got to be my number one all time.
Incredibly offensive.
Well, I'm just saying, you can't deny it. He's Italian in my heart and in the hearts
he
of
is.
Billions of people. And yeah, I mean, Al Pacino, my gosh, he's just been on all of our minds of late.
Yeah, I mean, De Niro could be up there too. He's a good Italian. I'm trying to think. Like,
how about Tommy DeVito from the New York Giants? Wow.
Forget about Tommy DeVito. You're talking, I thought you were talking about the character from Goodfellas.
No, I'm talking about the Giants' backup quarterback.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's...
That was quite a sensation.
He's a jamoke.
Like a month.
Yeah, he's a... His agent. Oof.
Yeah, that guy sucks, though.
Marone!
Marone! Oh, Junior Soprano. I could do a whole thing on Junior Soprano.
My favorite was him insulting Tony. I always knew. He was never going to... Your father was never going to play... College
he was never
ball.
A varsity athlete.
That's what it is. He was never a varsity athlete. Are you trying to kill me? Oh, Bobby Bacala?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because I'm thinking about Italians and I just don't have a ton of them, which is nuts.
I think about Italian culture every day.
Well, like a huge number of Italians are mafia. Like, that's what we think about. Mafioso.
Well, yeah, and it's we've talked about it on the show. But
Frank Sinatra? My God. I don't even love his music, but I respect him because he's Italian. Because he's Italian.
He's, yeah.
Italian. My favorite Italian that I've encountered over the last probably like 10 years is, I mean, I don't even know his name, but he's a man with a big cross, big gold cross, definitely pure gold. You know, his grandmother gave it to him for his first communion. He's been wearing it ever since. Nothing but a white tee that's too small, undershirt, definitely Hanes. Hair slicked back, full black, little apron behind a pizza joint in New York going, what'll it be, dear? That guy. That's a hero.
Yeah. Does he have a name, this guy?
I don't know. I didn't ask because he said, what'll it be, boss? And I was like, I don't know. And he went, what'll it be, dear? Love that man.
This is not one of my favorite Italians, but my old wrestling coach, Jerry Ruffino, who we were just talking about, a crazy Italian.
tell the world what he made fun of you guys for.
He was a very passionate guy. He was very resentful of the fact that we were private school kids, and when we were being essentially tortured via conditioning, he would be like, you guys, you fucking cake eaters with your Norelco shavers. You think you're all that? Get in here.
My favorite part of that is,
with your Norelco shavers.
It sounds like George Costanza's mom.
Yeah.
Georgie.
We were 15. No one was shaving.
I love it.
No one was shaving.
With your Norelco shavers.
I want to see eyeballs rolling on the floor. This fucking little man who, like, we used to make fun of him, like, behind his back quite frequently. And then his sons were like, hey, you ever ask our dad what his wrestling record is? He was he finished second place in his only tournament. It was with two people.
The best part about this is that both him and his sons have like a New York accent, but they're from Illinois.
Oh yeah.
Dude, Pat Ruffino. Oh dude, Jerry's fucking nuts, man. Don't
Jerry's
worry about
fucking
Jerry.
Nuts.
Pat was the only guy who liked me. I really did like Pat Ruffino, but Jerry, I don't know. It was a lot to deal with. We've talked a lot about Italians.
Yeah,
we've talked
and why
a lot
not?
About this beer. Why don't we give it a score for the people?
Yeah, okay. I'll take a quick sip. If you've got one locked in, go
so
for it.
So I'm giving this a 4 out of 5 Toms. This is, to me, a delicious beer. It's definitely not what I was expecting it, but in a really good way. And I love the conversation we've had about it. 4 out of 5 Toms.
Wow. Love that. Here's the problem. It's been so long since I've had a Italian Pilsner that I don't know if I was just longing for it or if this is really that good. I would love some side-by-sides with some other Italian Pilsners, figure it out a little bit. But I'm thinking 4.25 out of 5 Vinces. This has been a magnificent experience from start to finish. And I would just like to remind everybody, when you pick this up, that in this house, Christopher Columbus is a hero.
Yeah, think about all your favorite Italians.
And think pour about, one out to them. If you're my Nona, yeah, it's probably, unfortunately.
And if you're Al Pacino and you're at Benny's and you go, oh, my eyes see stallion. Ooh, I guess that, oh, okay. All right, I'm going to go lay down. You know what to do.
At what point do old men just lose track of where their waist is? His pants were so high for that.
I think someone pulled them up before he walked out.
like a mom getting, yeah, ready. Okay.
His mom, dude, how about his 30-year-old girlfriend?
She's 29. Probably... don't date her yet.
Okay. Guys, I got to go home to my boyfriend. He's 83.
Oh, shoot. Can't wait. Hold on. Let me do this. Oh, shoot. Karen, what time is it? I have to give Al his meds.
Fuck.
I have to give him his epidural.
Fuck. Al's giving out best picture tonight.
Oh, God. I'm supposed to watch.
And then
he's, what is best picture?
And then he says he wants to do cowgirl later. Again.
Guys, I can't go out. I can't go out. Al said he'd be on top tonight. I want to be ready for it.
And that's never happened.
And I can tell you what, sweetheart, he will die on you.
Oh, okay. My eyes.
De Niro's see. Another one. I mean, maybe it's just old Italian, but it's tough.
We gotta stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. This has been
cut fun. It all.
This has been fun. Please subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Give us a follow on social media. Be a stallion. Be the stallion of your group. But until next time, I'm Tom.
I'm Vince.
This has been Friday Night Beers, where we have clear eyes, full cans.
Must booze.
See you later.
Hey, T. You hear what I said?
Oh, yeah.